Hello,
Hello.
Anna.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, Anna?
Yes. Fine, thank you.
Good.
Did you get the email with the stuff?
Yes, the stuff. I got your email and I got the description, which is too long and it's very long and.
The description for the website.
The website, yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
No. Oye, ahorita te hablo, Laura. Me están hablando. Ahorita te hablo.
Are you there, Anna?
Yeah.
So,
let me see my glasses. Where my glasses are? Mi lente? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. It's too long, you say?
Yes.
A ver, let's see. I send you for each picture the description, right? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. A ver, let's see. How about you? And what is your question?
Which you send me the 1-2 pictures, like you send me the pictures of. Wait a second, I just open it. Bill. All right. So this is picture 8, flat weft hair extension, 100 grams and all. Right?
Yes.
So I can update that on your website.
Yeah.
Can you open the website?
It's on. It's open.
It's open? Just wait. I just open it. Are you checked that? Your website?
Yeah. 100 grams, medium brown, 100% human Remy hair, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very good, okay, and the prices, okay,
mm-hmm.
are 18 inch. You change the prices?
No, I didn't change it.
Oh, good. No? Okay. So, okay, in the picture, at the front, on the picture from flat web hair extension, I want the...
Uh-huh.
To specify that is 100 grams and the color. Like that people know what is the color, right? From the beginning.
For the beginning?
Yes. You know,
like,
it's the first picture, right?
And all right.
Then say flat web hair extension. I haven't opened the picture. It's the picture. And then at the bottom, 100 grams. Like one bar, little bar, I don't know how you say that, and then you say medium brown, and the other one, whatever it is, I don't remember what I sent you, the second picture, the 100 grams and the color.
Color, what is color?
Color,
all right.
Yeah, the color, yeah.
Hmm. All right, so flat weft hair extensions and all,
mm-hmm.
are there,
yeah.
And your product categories are set up, which you send me, that you set up like that, so I can set up your product categories. If you see your product categories, are you see that for product categories?
I see the categories, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
the categories.
Flat weft. Latin extensions, Latin lace clip, genius webs, extension, machine webs, ponytail, wigs, hair tools, presentation, application kit. This, the hair tools, can you just do the upper,
sorry?
I don't know if the, everything has to be with the, how to say, upper case, or just the beginning of the writing?
Like it's in the capital letters, are you talking about it, right?
Yes, the capital, yeah.
Ah,
everything
yeah.
Capital, or everything, just the first one.
No, I...
do you understand?
I can. You want to erase that? Like you want to do, to add that in a small letters, AIROLLS?
Yes, just like the rest of the other ones.
All right. I will do it. No problem.
The hair tools and their hair clips and more.
Oh, yeah, I can
just
do that.
Like the rest, because you look like very, not too professional.
Yes. I can do that for you.
Yeah.
So everything is there which you gave me for the flat weft hair extensions, which is that. Like you send me the picture 8, 10 and all. So there is your, like the picture 1, product categories, pictures. So flat weft hair extension, 100 grams, medium brown. Heyman Remy here, color number 4,
yes.
Medium brown, length, all these things are on your website, okay?
Yes.
If you click on the website. If you click on the flat weft here, extension, so there is dollar, click on the pictures, sorry, click on the name. Click on the flat weft hair extensions.
Yes, I seen the inside of the picture.
Yes, the inside of the pictures, we can talk that.
Okay, it's 100 grams, medium brown. That is good there. But I want this one, okay? The 100 grams Dutch medium brown, I want that on the front of the picture, at the front.
All right, the front pictures.
At the bottom of the...
The pictures of front.
Yeah. The all color right. And the 100 grams from each picture.
Okay.
At the front of the picture, at the bottom of the flat web hair extension.
Okay.
And then the price, right?
Okay.
Everything is good. Just put that in between.
In between
like
what?
In between the flat web hair extension and...
Mm-hmm.
The price.
Flat weft hair extensions, then price.
Yes.
So it is
you
like
know,
that.
You know, when I see the product category, right? And then see flat weft extensions. Okay, I press. So it comes all the pictures, the front. What is available, right? The,
Yes.
So each picture that I see, is say flat web hair extension, very good. At the bottom, I want 100 grams Dutch medium brown.
Just that.
And then the next picture, let me check the color. The next picture, say flat web hair extension, and at the bottom, 100 grams chestnut brown. So like that. The people that come and see the website and the web extension, they see the color right there. Oh, this is the medium brown. Let's open what lens are available.
No, you are on the front page of the product, not inside in the product. Like you
in
want
the front
that.
Page, I want that in the front of the page, on the front of the picture.
Right.
The front picture, I want that.
Plus, like you want the description about that
change,
picture.
Yeah. Inside
in
don't change anything. It's good. But I want the 100 gram Dutch, the color of each picture.
All right. You want different page. Listen. You want one different page. The color.
No. No different page. The same, but just put on the bottom of the flat Wesker extension. And then, you know, on the front it says the price, $185. Do you see that?
Yes.
The first picture. Do you see that?
Yes.
Flat Wesker extension, right?
Yes.
So, and then it's like $185-$285, right?
So, yes.
Or at the bottom of flat Wesker extension, I need to write down 100 grams Dutch medium brown.
Every picture.
The next picture. Every picture, different color, right?
Different color. I got your point. You want that
yes.
picture, which is right now $185 $285, right? In between there, you want the color and the grams, 100 grams, 200 grams,
yes,
whatever it is.
Exactly, yes.
All right. And then when client is on your page and they are click on your website, the colors, so they are gone in your website, inside
yes.
the product.
They see the color. Yes, they see the color right away that they are looking for.
Okay. I do it and for you.
And inside, yes, the inside, leave it like that. Don't change the inside, okay?
All right, I will
because
do it.
Because we have the 100 grams, medium brown, it's good, 100% human remain hair. I think this hair is European, but I have to make sure it's the European one, but...
No. Just color and grams you can put there in between the dollars 185 and flat web hairs in between. So this is good.
Yes.
So when somebody is on your website, so it's just see the color and if it's like, he click on your product. That's all. And other description inside your product there.
Yes.
All right. So I do it for you.
Yes.
That. Thing and
yes,
I just
and
know
now
you.
The picture. Okay, she's
yeah, the
there.
Picture.
The black ghetto is there and everything good. I want something medium brown hair there.
That's the picture of
like
her.
Like medium
right?
brown. Yes.
All right, I do
the,
it. For
the picture of the ghetto has to match the color that I am selling, right?
You sell me.
The picture of the girl,
okay,
because it's medium brown, it's not, that is blonde, like golden blonde.
All
the
right.
picture of
I
the girl,
the,
it's very nice, don't take me wrong, it's very nice, I like it, yes, but I for the medium brown and the, maybe I have to change the picture for the chestnut brown, you know, it's light blonde.
Yes.
Chestnut brown is like, I don't know if you understand.
Yeah, I'm understanding you. The picture of the girl,
mm-hmm.
it's a medium brown, so we can put the medium brown picture inside of that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I get your point,
yes.
don't you worry.
Okay. And the, yeah, thank you. Thank you for understanding.
And I have
and
a developer.
One,
I have a developer mm-hmm. who is David Morgan. He going to talk about more about your website, okay?
Okay.
All right,
so,
just wait.
Are you going to change the 100 grams and the color?
Okay.
Dutch color. Oh. Okay?
All right. Just wait. He going to talk with
for
you, okay?
For each picture.
Okay. David Morgan.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Just wait.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey Anna,
Hello?
how are you? This is David
Oh.
Morgan.
Okay.
So, how's your day going today?
Very good, thank you. Can I help you?
Yeah, actually, I'm basically the manager of Eddie and doing the work on your website at the back end, and as well as I do see that your products is already uploaded on your website. And as well as we are moving forward to getting your website developed, because designing part is completed at this moment, and we are taking your website to the next step, that is for the development, where we can add the functionalities to your website. So I do have like a couple of
Okay.
questions from you regarding your website, regarding the designs and the products which you have.
Okay.
So firstly, if you
Okay.
can guide me a little bit about the nature of your business in depth, so this will gonna help me a lot to moving forward to the development, to getting up more functionalities which will give more attractiveness to your customers.
Okay. What is your question right now? Do you have any question for me?
Yeah, at this moment, I am reading your brief, and I do see that you just mentioned that you want this website is only for sale here extensions, right? So may know the.
I already talked to Eddie and I sent the list and everything.
So may know the total number of products which you have for sale on your website?
I haven't even counted.
So
But
it.
what is the name? Thomas? Thomas told me that don't worry about the number of products.
Thomas, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, I can
Thomas.
understand. The number of products is all depends on your server where we can store the files. Definitely, you can upload unlimited products. So, as your products is already uploaded there, so what are you planning to taking the payments through your website? Is there any recommendations do you have to taking the payments from this website?
Taking the payments. Okay, I have PayPal and I have Square Bill. Should I use the Square Bill
Yeah, you can use
for
like
the
PayPal,
cash
you can use.
section?
Sure, but I do
Yeah.
have like more options for you taking the payments on your website, and as
Luego.
you already have the PayPal, so definitely we can go ahead and use the PayPal to taking the payments. But for those customers who don't even have an account on PayPal, so how do they pay you? So for that, I do have like.
I have the Square, like I have the business. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you just have only two options to taking the payments. And if someone is on your website is taking the payments from like the debit card or credit card or the gift card, so they cannot pay you just because of you don't have like enough available payment merchants to taking the payments. So just to making sure, whoever the person is visiting your website, and if they need to purchase your product, so they will not just stuck with some kind of limited payment merchants. This will gonna hurt your sale as well,
And
right?
what do you suggest?
Yeah.
Bill, can you come and help me?
Sure.
And
So
my
do you
husband is coming.
sure? Do you have a pen
Pardon
and
me?
a paper? Do you have a pen and a paper?
Pen and paper.
Yeah.
He
So you
says,
can just.
can you repeat that, the options for the, because
Yeah.
I have PayPal and I have the Square, right?
Yeah,
For
you.
payments for the website.
Oh, for the website.
Yeah. When the
People buy.
buy, yeah, when the people buy.
Well,
And he is suggesting, what kind of payment you are suggesting, sorry?
like I do have different options for you where people can pay you with the debit card, credit card, American Express, and their gift cards, Discover.
Oh, I have that. The Square has all of that and PayPal.
You have the PayPal.
Yeah, and the Square, it has that. Debit card, credit card. It has everything. Yeah. My Square, my business, it has that.
Yeah, but as you mentioned that you do have an account with PayPal and as well as a Square, so you are just strict with like just these two payment merchants.
if the customer has an account on PayPal, they're the one who can just pay you with this, right? And if the customer didn't have an account on PayPal, so how do they pay you? So just to making sure you're not losing any of your sale, we can adding up an option at the back end of your website where your customer will select the product, and then it takes a person to the direct card page where they have the option to make the payment with directly to their, with putting their card numbers, their CVV, their information, and then they can make the payment. There is no, they will not going to like stuck just to get an account on PayPal or Square. They have like unlimited options to make the payment. So with this, if any of the customer is having any of the card, any of the thing to make the payment, so you have the opportunity to take that payment onto your account directly. And whenever you receive the payment, you will get a notification on your business email address, which will notify you that you got the purchase of this product for this couple of dollars. So everything will be automated at the back end of your website.
Okay, okay. Yes.
And what's that going to cost?
I think I like per transaction only, I think.
Sorry?
That it come with the, it come with the package or what?
Like, this is why I want you to just list down the names which I'm giving you. So according to that, you can let me know, yeah, these are the ones I needed, and these are the ones I don't at this moment. So may I know, like, what kind of shipping merchant you would like to use to ship your orders, to ship your products?
Canada Post is the cheapest. Sometimes it depends what the customer wants, right?
Yeah.
Like, what, DHL and the, what is it? DHL is very expensive. Canada Post is the cheapest, but depends on the client, what they want.
Yeah, you do have, like, different options. You can use USPS, you can use UPS, you can use Printful.
UPS is good.
You can use Printify,
no,
Printful.
And how about we start with Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Canada Post. Canada Post.
Because they have different options in Canada Post. They have priority
post and
stuff like that.
Yeah, Canada Post.
Yeah, you
can
make it get there quicker.
Yeah, Canada Post.
For shipping the orders, right?
Everything. Yes, yes.
Okay.
They're very secure. We've been doing that for a long time, so.
Sure,
I
can get your point. Yeah. So at that time, I was just giving you these suggestions to go with these shipping merchant, which will give you the discount as well on shipping. And as you know, the product depends on the distance, depends on the product's shipping cost. So I would like to know, so that you guys are taking the tax as well on your each payment?
Taking the tax?
Yeah.
On each payment?
Yeah, like as you're in Canada, so according to the state of Canada, like if you're in USA and according to the states of California, there is a tax of 8% here. So you guys wanted to take the tax on your each particular sale. Let's say the product cost for your product is, let me just go there.
5% GST.
GST? 5% GST? Yeah, like as per your product, your product cost is $24.99, and else the tax calculator will be in your website, so that will be directly adding up the tax onto the amount, so the total will be coming up on your website as for the, like, 28 or 29 according to the states of yours.
Okay, sure. Yes.
Okay, so did you have a pen and a paper so I can tell you the different options, and then you can let me know which of those you want to go with?
Okay, yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
The first one, you already have an account on PayPal, so know the PayPal.
Uh-huh.
Sure. And second one is authorize.net.
Authorize.net.
.net? Yes.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Authorize.
I know. What is authorize.net? Hello?
Yep. Are you with me?
Hello?
Yeah. What is authorized?
Payment merchant.
What is that?
Payment merchant.
Payment.
What kind of fee do they charge?
Like, it depends on every single transaction. Let me just tell you. Yeah, this is why I'm mentioning each and everything. And according to that, we'll give you the transaction fee and as well as the integration fee as well.
Is that the one where it comes up and you can enter a person's credit card number and everything like that?
Yeah. We can add the option where people can send you the payment with just putting their card information, their security code, and the amount. So with this, if any of the person has not the PayPal or any of the other merchant, but you do have the opportunity to take the payment just directly the card.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so
that's a pretty good one. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So with this, you will not be losing your any of your single sale just because of the merchant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the third one is debit credit.
Debit credit.
And what debit credit, do they do the same thing, enter their number or what?
Yes, sir. But we do have to create the functionality at the back end to take the payments with the debit credit, American Express, MasterCard, Visa card, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
American, so the fourth one is American Express and the Master and Visa card.
No, I don't know. American Express, nobody uses anymore.
But in the United States, I think they use it, American Express.
Yeah. Number two, does that take a Visa, MasterCard, what, American Express?
If you are talking about the number two, so number two is the authorized.net. This is also the merchant, which will be, like, accurate with the PayPal. So this is also going to taking their transaction fee, but there are a lot of people who are using the authorized.net to making their payments. They're like kind of payment module, payment merchants, which we'll be using to your website. So the fifth one is Square.
I have a Square.
Yeah, you do have an account, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And as you mentioned that you would like to add the tax calculator as well. So just mention the tax calculator.
Tax calculator. And what is that? Like, is necessary?
Yes, ma'am. If you take my suggestion, so I would recommend you to add the tax calculator because at the end of the year, you guys also being paid tax, right? On your particular sales.
Yes.
So you should need to take the sales tax on your sales as well. So you can just cover it from there. So at the end of the day, you have something to pay your tax. So as I giving you the suggestion, if the product cost is 24 and according to the states of California, the 8% tax would be applied on every service. So according to that, the total amount will be deducted to the customer's account and then the person will and the amount will be directly goes into your account.
Okay.
And the
But you are talking about California. We are in Mexico.
I'm giving you the suggestion for the California. You guys are in Canada, so definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
You will be adding up the tax percentage according to your states. Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you just wrap all that up and send it in an email that we can go over each ourselves?
Sure. Sure. Let's do it this way. You can just be with me. Let me just write the complete email for you with their transaction fee along with the integration fee, and then you guys can choose which of those you want to go with, okay?
Yeah.
Or I can call you back if you say so.
Yeah, after, give us a day or two.
No, let him finish.
Okay,
and then, okay you can finish and send that, the email to? Oh, I thought you were kicking too. So, and this is going to cost, or it's just by transaction?
Yeah, as I'm saying, I'm just typing an email for you guys along with each and every single thing mentioned, along with their transaction fee and as well as the integration fee. And then according to your feasibility, like these merchants you would like to add, then you can just give me the go-ahead and I can go ahead and add that up on your website.
Okay. And also, you were talking about gift card.
Sorry?
You were talking about gift card?
Yes, ma'am. So this is why I mentioned I am going to adding up everything in the email. So you can just write that out and I can call you and explain you each and every single thing over the phone.
Okay. Another thing, what I saw in some websites, okay, I don't know if it's because I am new in this, right, the website.
Yeah.
What I saw in other websites, they put payments. Like if you want, for example, the hair extension, and it costs $300, you can make payments, two payments of that much, or three payments.
Oh, I got you.
Do you
so
do
you're
that?
Basically looking for the discount, like if someone is purchases above the $300, so you can give us like $20 discount or $10, whatever you guys
no,
are using.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, for now. Payment.
Mm-hmm.
Like make payment, like
mm-hmm.
credit, make payment. Do you understand?
If you can explain me in a more detail, so I will.
Okay. If somebody wants to buy from my website
mm-hmm.
a product of $300, okay,
mm-hmm.
$300,
mm-hmm.
and I can give them you see, three payments or two payments.
Oh, I got you. Like the way, if you remember.
Like that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it depends on the merchant. Your transaction as
yes.
you're using the directly the debit or credit, so your transaction will be based on just one transaction, not just in three
yes.
different ways. If you want us to do it, so definitely we can do it for you.
You can do that because I don't know how to do it, so I don't want to take just because they cannot pay me, right?
Yeah.
So I want somebody to look because I've seen some websites for hair
mm-hmm.
extension that they let easy payments to clients.
Mm-hmm.
Four easy payments maximum. Two to four.
Sure. So you
I
can
would
just,
like to do that, but...
Sure. You can just give me like 15 to 20 minutes. I'll write down the complete email for you along with their charges, and then we'll take it from there, okay?
Okay. But for now, I want the full payment. And then if I see that the taking long time, then I take easy payment, right? I can do that later, or no?
Oh, I'm just having a hard time to understand this thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but...
Like, yeah, just do what you are doing right now. One payment
mm-hmm.
is good. It's okay.
Okay, perfect. I'll just discuss that.
Yes.
With Eddie as well, I hope you're already discussed with them. And according to that, we'll be giving you these suggestions and options to taking the payments, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to
okay.
give you a call in the next 15
and
minutes.
What is your name, sir?
My name is David Morgan, and I'm the manager here on Arbor Design Agency.
Okay.
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 I'll call you back
okay.
in the next 15 to 20
email?
Minutes.
Yeah. Okay, it's fine.
Sure. Yep, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.